Welcome everybody to the Spring Equinox Call with Walking Terra Christa Academy of New Earth Mastery. We are very pleased to provide this to everybody and have all your energies joining with us. As we keep saying, being on the live calls assist the spiritual hierarchy and ourselves and Gaia so much more because we join our consciousness together in the same moment. Which upon a 3D Earth is about time and space. We can always join together in the etheric, but it is so much more grounding to do it in the real time. So let's bring in the energies of the unified whole. We do this all the time. It is the frequency of oneness at the 144th dimensional reality. We call upon them using the phrase 000144. 000, unified whole online. This engages us with those frequencies just as if we were dialing a phone or using a computer program. Then we count up 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Feeling yourself going up a stairway of light, an elevator, a beam of light to the 144th dimension. 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, 110, 120, 130, 140, 141, 142, 143, 144. Just take a deep breath as we access the frequencies of the Temple of Oneness with our consciousness. We call upon the spiritual beings that are here, which includes our higher self, monad, and I am presence. And we ask Lord Metatron, Lord Melchizedek, and the Mahatma to bring us the platinum net, which is a fine weave of platinum that comes around us as we breathe in. And as we breathe out, they strip it away, taking with it any lower frequency vibrations, thought forms, emotions, of anything we've experienced that can be removed. It's like a divine dispensation. We then call upon the violet flame from Saint Germain and Lady Portia, infused with the cosmic frequencies of the purple, to work on anything else within our full body system of the mental, emotional, physical, and etheric, and spiritual. Call upon these energies through our crown, the soul star, all the way down through our root chakra into the earth star. We then call upon the pink flame to infuse love and compassion into the process so that we go through it with as much ease and grace as possible. Breathe that all the way in from your earth star, soul star to your earth star. And then we call upon Lord Buddha to infuse us with the golden flame fully. It spins around us in a clockwise direction so the earth star and soul star spin simultaneously. Just feel that frequency as you breathe it around you, within you. This fully activates your Merkaba body of light. So we ask the spiritual hierarchy to place mirrors on the outside facets of the Merkaba, which is a double pyramid-like structure that you're encased within. That spins around you. We also call upon Archangel Michael for the ring pass knot, which is the blue flame, like a bubble, around the entire structure. We ask all these energies to be for our group Merkaba, as well as our own, as we travel together to Havalanche, which is the golden etheric city of the 22nd ray, the platinum ray, representing all the spiritual hierarchy. And it is located in the etheric earth above Mount Shasta. I'm Mike, and here is Miller S.E.
Thank you so much. Let's take a deep breath. This city represents divine completion. It is the home of the highest frequency of the fifth dimensional grid. So it represents the God and the Goddess that we are. It represents the yin and the yang. and the Divine Mother and the Divine Father God. This all comes into wholeness of our I Am presence. Let's take some deep breaths. I'm not going to go through each of the rays in this moment because I think we're going to be doing that once we get into the temple in Havalanche. So I want you just to call upon any colors that you want to bring forth from your Antakarana bridge, from your I Am presence, through your monad into your soul star, activating your higher self within your physical body, activating all of your chakras, chakras upon chakras. As we move towards the seventh initiation, we're looking to actualize the 50 chakras. So until we can do that, we call upon them to be initiated and activated. And these chakras represent the rays of God that we are working with. So we ask for the higher chakras to come fully within us and spin each of the chakras wheels within wheels of the crown, the third eye, the throat, the thymus, the heart, the solar plexus, the sacral, and the root. Going down into your limbs, into your knees, your ankles, and your feet, as the earth star and the soul star spin simultaneously. Also, we have chakras in all our joints, so just visualize the shoulder joints, the elbows, the wrists, the palms of your hand, your hips, your knees, your ankles, and your feet, and they all spin towards your heart center. As they spin towards your heart center, your chakras are spinning clockwise, and your earth star spins counterclockwise, and your soul star clockwise. So it's all wheels within wheels, feeling those essences spinning within you. This then creates our macabre vehicle of light, allowing these essences to spin outwards into your etheric body, your emotional body, and your mental body, activating your full body system of your higher self, your I Am, your monad, and your I Am presence. Feeling these energies all spinning you now from this earth plane into the fifth dimensional etheric earth. So we go out of the auric field of Gaia into the higher earth. Center yourself upon Mount Shasta, California, which is the northern part of California. And just feel the magnetism that occurs. The platinum ray is a silver color. It's a platinum color, so it represents many colors of light. We find ourselves walking down a golden pathway. This golden pathway takes us down into a valley. There are many people lining up on the side, light beings, angels, inner earth beings, galactic beings, with the Christed energies, all beings of light. As we walk down this golden pathway, it is like a very special entryway into this beautiful temple of light that represents the temple of completion. We now walk across a drawbridge, and water runs all around the temple in a circular motion. So just feel the essence of the water, the fluidness. As now we go into this beautiful temple, it represents all the rays of God. So as we go into the entranceway, it's going to be an amphitheater and it's going to be open with crystalline structures, all different kinds of crystals, gemstones, aligned within the columns, spaced all the way around the temple. As we enter the temple, we feel the essence of the deep blue of will and power, golden yellow, deep pink, crystalline light, green with flecks of gold and white, ruby red with gold, deep purple and violet. We're now getting into the inner part of the temple. And now we start to step to our left and walking in a clockwise manner. As we walk in a clockwise manner, it's going to take us closer to the core area. It's almost like a labyrinth. Not quite, but very much so. Seafoam green, blue green, pearlescent. Breathing each of these rays into our beings. Pink orange, gold, violet pink, deep blue violet as we're coming around to the other side, light golden white. Now we're going a pathway towards the center, the next pathway, light violet white. As we reach the same entryway as the beginning part, now we go around one more time, multi-white light, pink gold, magenta, violet gold, blue gold, and then we reach the center, which is the platinum ray. As we reach the center, there's this beautiful stage-like entryway that arises in the middle, and we're going to step up into it. We step into the platinum energy. We again walk around in a clockwise manner. And each of us finds a seat facing the center, which is an altar-like frequency of a flame of light. The platinum represents all these other colors that we have spoken about. On the outside of the area in a circular motion behind us is being filled up with all the other light beings that are here with us. We have the spiritual hierarchy, the God force. We have inner earth beings, Christic galactic beings, angelic beings, and all the beings that make up the entire God force, represented by the unified whole command of the 144th dimensional frequency. As we look around the outside circumference of this beautiful temple, it is translucent. So it looks like there's crystalline walls, but then it goes through that essence. So all these beautiful colors that we walked the pathway are being emitted through the entire temple. It is not that one is any stronger than the other. They all blend together, and it may seem translucent. It may seem as if they shift and they blend within each other almost like bubbles of light. You may see pearlescent colors and sparkly colors as the colors get to a higher essence. As we sit here together with the beautiful essences of this beautiful temple, just take a deep breath in this moment and put out your intentions of what it is that you need through this process. We all know that the purging and the extreme changes that we have had to go through in the last 3 months, especially in the last month and the last couple of weeks with the full moon, has been very, very great. We are all being pushed to get to a higher part of ourselves. And sometimes that can be more debilitating than anything else. When we have to go through those doorways, when we are pushed by the energies, when we truly want to stay where we are, and that we think we're just fine the way that we are. It is a continual process, no matter what level of initiation you are presently experiencing. that even the higher that you go, the more responsibility takes place. So as we all sit here within each other, of this beautiful essence within each other, it is represented by the Divine Mother and Father God. Let us just take a deep breath and allow those intentions to fully come out into the temple so that the messages we receive, the activations that we receive, the divine light codes that we receive, reflect upon each of us individually and collectively as a group. Represents the platinum ray and all the other rays go all the way up to the top part of the amphitheater. So it's going to go up into the heavens, but then it expands out around the walls of the amphitheater, where there are walls. There are columns of light and crystalline structures. It would almost look like stained glass windows, and all the other colors are emanating at the same time. So we are in a kaleidoscope of frequencies in this moment, representing the 22 rays of God. There are several energies that are coming through presently for this ceremony today. First and foremost, please call upon your higher self to be fully with you, along with any master guides. If you have a Telosian God, a gatekeeper, a guardian angel that is consistently working with you, please call upon them to assist you in this process. To fully feel the energies in your heart space, allowing the frequencies of light to fully come into your heart space. Breathing deeply, seeing all these colors upon colors swirling within you as the flame represents the platinum, but it represents so much more. And as we all sit here facing the flame, it now arises up to the next level, going up to the top of the amphitheater. As the flame creates this frequency of light, now feel the energy that is within you. Go deep into your heart space. Go deep into your solar plexus. And go deep into the parts of yourself that may need to be healed on a much deeper level than you have been doing so. Greetings, we are Helios and Vesta with Ra, the sun god, here to allow the frequency of the 10th dimensional level to come fully within your being, to help you be acclimated to this frequency of light. Feel our essences embodying the entire temple. Every one of you experiencing this power within yourself. Allow it to be flowing within you. It is a very powerful time, and we understand what you are experiencing, not in the way that you understand, but from our level of existence. Let us all just be one for the next few moments within this beautiful temple, so that we can assist you in holding this frequency at a much deeper level than you ever thought that you could. The power of the energies in the present moment is to allow this frequency of light of this equinox to fully come onto the planet as best as we can. And we know that each of you understand that you are the torchbearers. You are the holders of this frequency. But yet within that process, the intensity of this light can be so strong that it can deter you in different directions. This is not what we choose it to be. So at this moment, we will hold this frequency for you within this temple. We will hold it from the base of your Earth Star as the crystalline structure underneath of you will infiltrate up through your entire field to go up to your soul star. Allow it to just spin within you in all different directions. And allow it to be within you as best as you can. We want you to be completely comfortable through this process and only receive what is ready to be accepted with the internalization of your entire existence in this moment, because it is changing in each moment. During this influctuation of the light upon the planet, it is increasing the ability for more electromagnetic energies to be completely balanced within all the electrodes of Gaia. So this essence is coming into the frequency to allow each of you to hold it as deeply as you can, but only at the bare minimum of acceptance. We know that you are overloaded. We know that you have been challenged. So let us have some moments of exaltation of this light. Let us have the ability to dance in the sunlight, to dance in the moonlight, and to allow ourselves to come into complete balance during this creative space. This creative space is occurring very presently. We know that the full acceleration of the equinox is not fully occurring until tomorrow. But yet, it is happening everywhere around the world. Because as you see, it is happening around the world. It is already happening within your time frame in little pieces of light. So what is it in this moment that allows you to accept a different part of yourself that you had not fully realized previously? It is the power of the opening of the doorways. It is the power of you being able to remove those essences that are no longer part of your creative process. In fact, they are not creation at all. They are actually the embodiment of dysfunction, the embodiment of trauma, the embodiment of lack of understanding. It cannot be felt in the level that you're experiencing presently. So we want each of you to filter this light frequency slowly into your essence, slowly as you experience in all forms of light coming into your entire light body. If you bring it forth into your light body and then allow it to come into the etheric essence and the physicality that you are, then you start to be able to accept it. It is when that you try and do it too quickly and all at one time that it becomes a problem. So experiencing this light and the frequency that you are allows you to be in the full composition of all that you are bringing forth. With a breath, with a thought, with an emotion. You are all these experiences in this moment. The divine light will be infused upon you at this time to assist you in your next level of creation. Breathe deeply and allow our essence just to be embodied within you to assist you in the electromagnetic structures of your feminine divine, of your masculine divine, of the balance of those frequencies of light to come within you, not just one or the other, but to allow them to be fully balanced. Because as you see, you cannot receive them separately, they must come into balance through the structure that we are embodying unto you in these moments. Breathe deeply and allow these essences to fully come into your existence. Greetings! It is my pleasure to be here with you as Lord Sanakamarla. My pleasure to be within your essences at this time. Bless yourself for arriving in this state of beingness. Bless yourself for your challenges. Bless yourself for your accomplishments. Bless yourself for everything. It is my divine pleasure, as the father of the Brotherhood of White Light, to see the existence of each of you and so many more that are not with us at this time, to come into alignment and to be that being of light that you have been asking yourself to be. I know, it's been so very difficult. And it will continue in the process of your divinity to have challenges. But let us think about what occurs for you when you go through a challenge. You gain more wisdom. It is ironic, is it not, that it seems that you cannot gain your wisdom without having to go through many doorways of fear, of not understanding. But yet, when you break down those barriers, what occurs for you? That is your wisdom. Your knowledge is already there. It's the wisdom that comes with it. Because in your knowledge, you know exactly what you need to do. And then you break down those doorways, those electronic doors that have kept you from the full totality of your beingness in a physical structure. And then you start to understand that is your true wisdom. And I truly know, what each of you are going through at this present time. I know what some of you are experiencing. I know some of you may not even understand what you are experiencing, but yet you continue down the pathway of the enlightened ones. Isn't that truly whom you are? You are bringing forth the frequency of light to be more upon this planet than it ever has been previously. Oh, we can talk about Lemuria. We can talk about Atlantis. But let's not go there. That is behind us now. That has formed our foundation of what we knew we did not want to do. But yet, some of you still strive to be in that old space. And it's very, very important that for the new earth, that you bring forth those knowledges of the past, but your wisdom allows you to understand so much more in the frequency of light that you are. Presently, this equinox is a very powerful element. And many do not even realize that, because there was so much hoopla put out about December 2012 and what could have happened, that now individuals are going about their life just as normal and think that things are just going to be status quo. Well, each of you and I know that that is not true. That what you are experiencing is so very true to your heart and in the envelopment of the full totality of the existence of a higher plane of living upon the earth, that the earth has to shift into that frequency as each of you are learning to do. But yet your lives are changing greatly through this process. And this spring brings forth the ability to refresh yourself anew. Yes, it is a rebirth, another rebirth. Remember, we go through these periods of rebirth so that we don't take with us into the new cycle what we had before that no longer works. So we must always readjust ourselves to the new frequency of light and move into the purest essences. And this is what I am here to assist you with, to help you with these beautiful rays of light, to bring in the essences of the holy Kumaras of Venus, as Venus and the Earth will be intertwining their energies so on such a deeper level than has ever previously thought. Now, each of you have traveled to Venus. Each of you have been in that space. Otherwise, you would not be prepared to be here in this moment and to be listening and to be feeling this energetic exchange. So I bring to you the essence of Venus that is on the higher dimensional frequency to assist you in having the essence of your purity, your love, your ability to connect to the essence of God in a different format, to be able to flow with your energies, to be able to ground them deeply, to have your wisdom, to have your power, to have your will, and to have your freedom. And that is truly what my essence represents for the Brotherhood of White Light. We created the Brotherhood of White Light and Sisterhood of White Light to keep everything in its perspective form. Each of you are acknowledging that essence within yourself presently. It is the power of allowing this knowledge that you have to come fully into your entire beingness as we stand on the threshold of a new world in the next 24 hours. The purity of your light, it cannot be matched by anything else, or else we would not be arriving here in this juncture of time. We would not be feeling these essences as we have. We would not be challenged as we have. You would be going along your day as if nothing ever occurred for you. But yet, we all know that that is untrue. Each of you have awakened to a new part of yourself, and it is a continual process of this rebirth experience. Each of you are being prepared for the most amazing WESAC. And this is the beginning for Earth, to allow her essence to expand into her light body. And each of you are an important participant in this event, of many events upon events. So if you feel disillusioned at this time, I want you to allow my essence to help you with that. If you feel excited, I want you to share it with others through your electrical exchanges. If you are feeling not sure of elements, let us change that. Because at this present time, as we are moving into the equinox energies, the changes that are occurring on the other planetary systems are all in alignment with Gaia, with Earth. You are being protected. You are being guided. You are being assisted in so many ways. So I ask you now to fully allow yourself to be the ascended master that you want to become. Allow that responsibility to be fully within you as we step upon a new world. Because it is the beginning of allowing these essences to fully come within you to assist the planet. Because what we see is that each of you impart these essences unto yourself, and then they go down into the earth, and it's almost like a little movie. You know, you see these twinkling of lights that go out into the roots of the earth and go to other areas. This is exactly what is occurring for you, because the blessing of these essences is about to be acknowledged by so many others. Not so many humans, but everything else that matters. All that you connect with, elementals, animals, the frequencies of the trees, of the clouds, of the sun and the stars and the sky. All these essences matter, because at first, in order for the earth to shift into this higher frequency, it has to be filled with these light formations, just what you are experiencing. Let's equate it to each of your personal experiences. As you bring in the light frequencies into your physical body, you allow your light quotient to change and shift. Don't you not feel it on a physical level? You feel it in your vibration. You feel it in your sensitivity. You feel it in what is occurring for you and allowing those essences to be grounded. Well, this is exactly what Gaia is experiencing. It's going to all of her communities, all her land masses, all her frequencies of light to allow those energies to shift and change. Eventually, the peoples will accept these energies. And this is what we truly want. And this is where each of you come in with your responsibility. You have chosen to awaken at an early age so that you can bring forth these energies unto the earth. Without each of you, this could not be done. We could not do it in this way. The planet would not exist in the way that it is now. So we ask each of you to take whatever it is that you no longer need and allow each of us to help you remove it. We're here as the hierarchy for the new earth. Each of you stand in the forefront for the training that you are undergoing. You've all been here many times. We've all been together. You've all been to planetary systems. And now you have come to Gaia to be this creative force. What is going on the outside ethers is not your problem. It is the problem of the intergalactics. They are the ones that are stepping forward to do the battles. Each of you are to incorporate this light unto yourself fully in all areas of existence. Feel the essence of Helios and Vesta and Ra, the sun god, as they infiltrate these frequencies of light. Feel the essence of these beautiful rays. These rays are being sent to you to allow you to receive your fifth dimensional body. It is taking time because the earth has not shifted enough for you to really accept that fifth dimensional body unless you live in higher places of sacredness. And this is very, very important. Even in those higher places of sacredness, individuals cannot exist as much as they would like to in that sacred living space. But we're all here to assist you with that. And there is a movement of change that is happening in the next 24 hours. Allow yourself now to see this beautiful essence that is occurring. As you look in front of you, the space that was the altar is now changed, and there is a beautiful rainbow bridge. And this rainbow bridge is going to take you into that new world of existence. Now, it's not taking you to another planet. It's not taking you to the upper earth yet. But it's taking you into your own world. The space that you need to create within yourself. As Malarese would say, a shift in consciousness. To allow that energy to move from the space that we're in now. So I call upon Lord Metatron in this moment. The two of us will escort each of you across this bridge, but let us hear from his essence presently. I thank you deeply for walking with us through this process. Namaste. At your service. I am here to assist you in the divinity of your light and allowing the balance that you so desperately are asking for to come fully within your physical existence. I know, my children, I know how difficult it has been for each of you, and we honor you deeply for continuing the journey, for being in this space, in this moment, for each of us to commune together, to be together, to feel the frequency of light that we are, as we all shall be, physically, in our future times. Let us breathe deeply into the heart center and allow what it is you're experiencing in this moment with all these beautiful rays of light coming down through the entire temple, waves of energy, almost like you feel a breeze and it's a frequency. You can see colors. You may see it as like large pieces of fabric just blowing around you and against you, allowing yourself to feel the balance. Let us all arise from where we are sitting, and you stand on top of this beautiful crystalline structure. And it's multicolored with all the different colors of the rays. The rays are now merging. When you walked in, they were all the different frequencies. Now allow these frequencies to blend fully within you. You blend with the lower rays, with the middle rays, and the higher rays, and allow yourself to fully understand the transition that you have been going through. Feel these beautiful essences flowing within you as I speak a little bit more. The depth of your healing has been a very important pathway, not only for you, but upon this earth. You see, this earth has been riddled with so much darkness for so many years, eons and eons of time, that you are here as a healer. You are here to remove these essences within you and upon the earth. And the more that you travel in lifetimes to come to this earth, the difficult the travel is for you. The amount of times that you've spent on other planetary systems assists you to be here at this time. But sometimes that can be a detriment for some of you because you expect things to happen much easier than they have because you have forgotten what you experienced in the previous timelines. And that is okay. So right now we want all timelines that have been coming up for each of you to be fully removed through these essences of this amazing temple of light. So as we stand here now, the base, the structure of the temple is now going to very slowly spin in a clockwise manner. It's like we are a kaleidoscope of light energies and frequency, allowing the full body system to accept the codes of light that are associated with your DNA, to allow yourself to be activated in a completely different way. It is up to you and your higher self what you need to bring forth within you at this time, but just allow the experience to come fully within you.
Tia ma kiam tialiam tam thea tam thea hom tiali ma tialiam dinaliam aiam aninam am tialiam nealiam 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 nealiam
you've experienced. This process of the coding that we are bringing forth is to allow you to be purged of anything that is necessary. Some of it you may not know, and that is okay. Now we ask for the purity of the light and the love that you desire in this moment, so that you can be a full creation of a channel of light, a vortex of light coming from Helios and Vesta for the spring equinox. Allow that energy to fully come within you. Now you're ready. You're fully ready. I stand here with Lord Sanat Kumara and myself. Sanat Kumara will come to the right side of your body, and I will come to the left. And we will escort each of you across this beautiful rainbow bridge. As we start to walk across the bridge, feel your essence starting to change. There may be some resistance because you're going to come into a new existence. And this new existence is going to help you. But yet your lower self may want to hinder you a bit. So we step one step at a time, feeling the essences of the steps. as we're at the middle of the bridge, how does it feel? Turn around and look back. See the old self now dissipating. Dissipating into wholeness. Dissipating into what you no longer need, as now you step further into this beautiful doorway. This beautiful doorway are the many colors of light. It is the part of you that has been awaiting to fully come within you, of what you have been experiencing this past few months. You are now ready to be the conduit of light, to receive this frequency, to assist Gaia and everyone else. And each of you will do it in your own manner. It does not matter where you are within your pathway or what you are bringing forth. Your responsibility at this time is through your higher self. Whatever that is, whatever it is, it's not an earthly thing. It's a vibratory energy. So now we expand as we walk through this beautiful doorway that has just opened up from side to side. We feel the frequency of light of all the many colors streaming forth into our beings. It is blowing away. We feel it across our face and maybe blowing your hair if you have long hair, or blowing your clothes. But it's a beautiful essence as we now walk into the divinity of light that we truly desire. There is greenery and there are flowers and there are beautiful essences. We have walked into this beautiful experience of spring. What is it that you see? Are there streams flowing through? Is there a pond of water? Flowers growing, the most beautiful garden, but yet it is not restricted. There is no garden with any walls. It goes for miles and miles and miles. And as we step into this oasis of the spring, you see the elementals and they're dancing all around you. They're so very happy. There are rocks that want to talk to you. There are trees that are blowing in the wind. And everyone is feeling the exaltation of the most beautiful experience of the light frequency upon this earth. Please walk around this beautiful space. This beautiful land, meadows and hills and mountains on the distance. And we feel this beautiful enjoyment of the spring coming onto Gaia. We now expand ourselves deeply as we feel our feet going deeper into the earth. And you feel the extension of this light coming through each of us and onto Gaia. Other. We feel our energies. This is the pure existence of the light upon the planet. Feel it in your heart. Feel it in the extension that you are, as now you have changed. You have walked into spring. What seeds do you need to plant? Think about this now for the next event of WESAC. Allowing the energies to come fully within. Now please know that this is a period of adjustment, allowing the balance to occur for a 3-day process. Allow that to come within you, and within the following week, you start to feel the change that you have created. It may cause more elements to come into adjustment, and sometimes that takes change, and sometimes that takes energies to shift. But let us enjoy this exaltation in this moment of allowing these frequencies that you are embodying to be part of the existence upon the planet. I myself, as Lord Metatron, who is Sanat Kumar, embrace you deeply. Embrace you so deeply of the responsibility that you have taken on. Those of you that have read my material through Malaresa will know that I have put forth the word that this work takes great diligence, and this is your blessing from us. We are completely honored and enamored by the work that you are doing and continue to do. We know each of you are on different levels, and that is okay. This is all part of the process. But please know that you are so much needed so that others can understand in times to come. This is your celebration of your spring essence fully manifested within your physical being. Allow the blessings to come to you in the next few days. Hold your hands out and allow yourself to receive. And know that you will receive in many different ways. It is our divine pleasure to be fully with you. We will now let Malaresa guide you back to your home essence. You may return at any time that you would like, and we will be here waiting for you and assisting you. All our love in so many forms of light and enjoyment. We are one with each of you, Lord Metatron and Sanat Kumar. Okay, let's take a deep breath as we walk around this beautiful oasis. What they have done is taken us to the other side of the temple. So we walk up the hillside. And as we walk up the hillside, we gather together at the top of the mountain. As we go to the top of the mountain, you can look down and see this beautiful essence of the meadows and the hills and the forest and everything they have brought to us. And on the other side is the temple. We came in from the other side, but now we will exit from this area. I do have a message from Lord Adama before we're closing out, so we will return back to our home base, feeling our energies, spinning our Merkaba inside and outside, feeling all the colors of light that we have been infused, and feel yourself slowly returning back to where your body is located more fully. Just pulling your energy back into your physical existence. It is I, Lord Adama, with the Telosian Council of Light. We are deeply honored to have you on our team, to have you part of these exchanges, these essences, and to be participating as you are. It is beyond our wildest desires of what we could ever think could happen upon this planet. You have made it so, and so many others before you that are truly not on the planet anymore, but opened up these energies. Our goal is to be able to meet each of you within the new earth, but we do need your assistance, as Lord Metatron and Sanat Kumar have shared. But we of the Telosians and all of the inner earth Agartha cities are working very diligently to work with you. We understand what you are going through, our great challenges and having to remove programming and particles that you no longer want to exist. Please know that each of us with the Ashtar Command and the Christ and extraterrestrials and all beings of light of the unified whole are completely, deeply honored and overlook everything that you are experiencing. So please do not hesitate to contact us, to be with us in any shape or form. It is my deepest pleasure to be able to share my heart with each of you. In the Tolosian way, we use the words Aluna, Aluna, Aluna. We are one and always one. Aluna, Aluna, Aluna. Namaste.
Let's bring those energies back down in our consciousness. 143, 142, 141, 140, 130, 120, 110, 100, 90, 80, 70, 60. You can tap on your knees on top of your head. 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. Just ground those frequencies in at the fifth dimensional level. That's the creation we are bringing into reality. Just feel it going all the way through your Earth Star to the center of Gaia. As you breathe into those frequencies, you are sharing them with the rest of humanity and her, which can only assist at an even deeper level. If you have time, get out and walk and be in nature and water if possible. Thank you everybody for being with us.
Many blessings. Send us to Ashtar.
And yes, we should. Ashtar Command has asked us to send energies of wholeness and balance into the earth and also up into the Merkaba body of the earth, 100 miles up. So from the location where you are, just send these frequencies up and call upon them to take them and to balance the weather or the temperatures in the area where you are in. And if you know of a specific area, you can also ask them to do it there as well, though it is most important in the area that you are in. And we'll do the three ohms as soon as we stop the recording. Thank you, everybody.
Namaste.